Hey, good evening, folks, and guess what time it is? It is Offsides, college football's top 25 plus five. And along with me, as always, is Kalen, my son. And what an embarrassing, just brutal weekend this was. Talk about some upsets and absolutely just crushed on five-star double diamond with John Hickey. Absolutely crushed my weekly picks. Frankly, it hurt my feelings. It hurt my feelings. Did it hurt your feelings? Here, come on over. And this is Kalen, everybody. And we get on here together, and we go over everything. We go, and he's a little camera shy. Come on.
No, it's okay. You're good.
No, it's okay. Go ahead. He's a little camera shy. Slide on over.
I am a slut as much as I'm comfortable.
Oh, so it's okay. I had you. Everyone knows that, you know.
I know that.
Anyway, we're going to go over some of the scores real quick and talk about, well, what we just didn't expect. And, oh, my goodness. Number one, we did expect this. Georgia absolutely ran away against Tennessee Tech, 48-3. It's Georgia. This is what we expect. Number one team in the country. Their defense is absolutely, if they're not number one, they're number two. Yep. But I think that they're number one. I mean, they're just running away with it. Phenomenal defense and everything. I expect Georgia at the end of the season to be in the national championship, unless they get tripped up, which is very possible by Texas or Tennessee. So, you know, I don't think LSU is going to get it done. And Bama, folks, this is going to hurt your feelings. And I know it is, but
not this year, man.
Yeah, Nick Saban ain't there, baby. And I just don't think that DeBoer is going to get the job done against a team like Georgia. It's not going to happen. Number two. Ohio State just walked the dog on Western Michigan. Again, we were preparing for this. We knew it was going to happen. 56-0, the weapons. You can't mention enough about the weapons.
It's fourth string playing. So.
Oh, my goodness. And Jeremiah Smith was all over the place. Carnell Tate, Inus. I mean, Amika Abuka. And then you have the running backs, Travion Henderson. And of course, you have
Quinshon Judkins.
Yep. Junkins and best one-two punch.
Absolutely.
In the running back.
Oh, yeah. Because they can just continue it. And once they get tired, I mean, you got Will Howard. Shout out to you. You know, you got yourself a rushing touchdown as well. 7 rushing touchdowns in that game.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And Jeremiah
but
Smith.
That's Chip Kelly offense.
So. Yeah. And yeah, that is Chip Kelly offense. You have the best coaching staff probably assembled right there. They will be prepared for every game. I honestly believe that. The offensive line starting to gel.
Yep.
And
that's the best that they've looked all year. I mean, Quinshon had, what was it? He had an 80-yard break, another 60-something yard break, another 40-something yard break.
And he's man-child, and he can run. And Travion is man-child also. He can run. And I just think pound for pound. Lost Denzel Burke to a kind of a questionable targeting, so he won't be in the first part of the game, but don't worry.
I think because he was in the first quarter within the first half of that game, he may be able to participate in the next game. He had to sit the entire game out, so he missed the first half and the second half of that game.
Okay, yeah, because it was kind of early on.
Yes.
So that
so
happened.
He should be available for week 4.
And they have –
well, anyways, they got to buy this week anyway, so it doesn't matter.
No, they don't. I don't believe that they do. I think that they have Marshall.
No. Next game they play is in 11 days.
I think it's Marshall. But
10 days, something like that. I don't believe they play this week. I'm telling
I believe it is Marshall, my friend. I believe it is Marshall. But we shall take a look. You should have the printouts for the thing. All right, so get up next. Here we go. Is Ohio State, they got jumped by Texas in the AP poll? No. I'm sorry. I don't care who Texas played. You played a diminished
It doesn't matter. Completely, they gave him the ranking.
Right.
Of course they're going to give him the ranking.
He played
it,
a dimension.
You know, yeah. Well, you got to give it to Texas. You got to give it
to
Texas.
They won. They went into the big house. They won.
I'm not mad about the jump. All right. Do you understand? I'm not mad about the jump.
It's early.
It's early.
It's early.
And I'm not worried about it. All right. You got to give Texas credit where credit's due, though. You
know, we'll see you at the end.
Huge shout out. You know, like a boss.
Now, they have probably the best 1-2 punch as quarterback.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, when you've got Quinn Ewers, and then you've got Arch Manning, you know, the thing is, either one of those can run that offense. They can run it very proficiently, very strong.
And it's a high tempo offense when it wants to be.
Right. Now, do they have the depth on defense? Do they have the depth on running back?
I believe so, to be honest with you. You know, the running back stable, I'm not 100% sure on. You know, you saw one of them take a little bit of an injury there during the game.
Right.
You know, so you got to kind of question that ability of the offensive scheme. But as far as the defense goes, I believe that Texas actually has that dynamic defense. I believe that it's
they look solid.
As you watch it, they have the ability to change. And they will change in the middle of the game.
Yes. Sarkisian is a great coach.
And it's amazing to watch. But they do. They adapt. And they'll go run heavy. And then they'll drop back and start doing, you know, zone defenses.
Yes.
With
a lot of schemes, yeah, a lot of planning. And they do. They do have that. We're going to see how it unfolds. But very interesting. I think those are your absolute top three teams.
Yeah.
Without question. I don't think there's a question beyond anybody's mind as far as that goes. Then we had, Alabama, they won 42-16. They struggled. There was some struggle there. And I mean,
they played a full game, though, you got to give them that.
They did. But when you start getting into the second and third game, I expect everybody to gel.
Yeah.
You start to see – are they going to gel? Are they going to have a problem in this area? Are they going to have a problem in that area? And they struggled a little bit. So Alabama, you know, I look at one of those teams that could be up there. Ole Miss, you know, does Alabama deserve to be fourth? I'm not so sure. I think they're giving credit because Bama's always been there.
Yeah.
Nick Saban's not there. It's DeBoer. So I think that credibility goes away a little bit, especially when you have teams knocking on the door like number 5 here at the time, which was
Notre Shame.
And then
give credit where credit's due.
Northern Illinois. We talked about this,
absolutely,
folks.
We did.
And we said you cannot there's a handful of teams, Western Kentucky, yep, Northern Illinois, Appalachian State.
Yep.
And they can come in and knock you off. We saw it happen with Appalachian State. We saw it happen with Fresno State. They're another one.
Yep, there's a few of them now.
And we said
Neil has changed the game for these MAC schools.
Oh, absolutely. And don't underestimate the MAC. They will come in and they will ruin your night, your day.
Absolutely.
And they have that possibility at any given time to do that.
And huge shout out to the coach.
Oh, he's played a game. Marcus Freeman, shame on you because you were not prepared. Mm-hmm. And you're a Buckeye and you know to be prepared. Your team was not prepared. Notre Shame, you went down and you will drop big.
Yes. However, you can save grace because if you went out, you might still get it.
They got an easy schedule that's favorable.
And that's where it's shameful.
Because I think the next hardest game that they're really going to play is USC.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you, if you are not prepared for that game,
you're going to get blown out.
This team is for real. They look the part. They're playing the part. They don't care who they play.
Nope.
And they're doing absolutely just phenomenal, and that's it. And that's just the way that it is. But let's go up to the next one. Move on to Ole Miss, who is very much so looking the part.
Taking care of business.
Took care of Middle Tennessee.
Yep.
Again, one of those teams that if they do show up and they have a great, great football team, they can wreck your day. But and they go in and out, UT Tennessee, Middle Tennessee, and some of these smaller schools play huge schools. Akron is one of them.
They get paid to play.
They get paid to play. And they're trying to build programs. And that's what's happening. So, but I think that Ole Miss could have jumped Alabama here, been in the fourth spot. But we're going to talk about the top 25 as we go on. We're just going to do the scores right now. 52-3, walk the dog, move onward. Then we start to get to number seven, Oregon.
One we talked about.
And here's another team that we mentioned last week. And Kalen made a huge point, especially if you play at the Stadium of Blue. Oregon versus Boise State. And what a shootout it was. And Oregon, you were at home. They were at home. So understand something. Game. It was a great game. It was 37-34 was the final.
But again, you got to go back and question, is Oregon's defense ready to take on the Big Ten?
No.
And I don't believe so. No. I believe they're going to get they're going to be in dogfights.
Right. They were picked number 2. I don't think that they're going to get it done. I think, matter of fact, when they play USC is good. I really believe
USC might be runner up.
They might be number 1. You don't know that Miller Moss is just amazing.
He's on fire right now, but who has USC played?
Well,
you got a question.
LSU? You know,
who's LSU? LSU's not who they were. Come on.
They might not be who they will be.
They're a good team.
Listen, Brian Kelly has lost for the last 3 years, and this is why you saw him on the video. He was upset. Here we are again, slamming his fist.
And, he's pissed.
And he's mad because – you know, we have to finish games and we have to do this. His team, listen, both those teams, Nussmeier was unbelievable. Or Nussmeier,
like
was
I
just,
said, I'm not taking away from LSU. You can't. It's a phenomenal team.
Oh, but
they're a team that if they don't start out strong, they follow through for the rest of the year. And you know, they're going to pick it up as it goes.
But they did. And here's the thing. They were finishing strong.
But they lost the game.
They lost the game to a quarterback who drove them down the field. There was a targeting shot.
There was.
It was legitimate. That got them down farther. Again, they got down farther. And then the running back came in and he scored. Great play call. So we won't count them out. But you've got to watch out. Okay. Now we move on. Penn State played, and of course they have them at number 8. And
Bowling Green. They
played Bowling
Another
Green.
One.
Bowling Green is not this huge school that you think it is.
It's a small school.
Yeah, it is. It's a small school, and they came to play.
They played the ball up there.
Though. Yeah, and they came to Notre Dame's home, and Notre Dame barely escaped that game, 37-24. And they played solid all during the game. So
then they came here.
Yeah.
Penn State.
Yeah. And so
same thing. I mean, they played solid the whole game through. Just, you know, talent gap there.
Yeah. I think that's really at the end what it came down
to. That's what it is. It's just the small talent gap.
But 34-27.
Yeah. You got to give it to them.
Then we got number 9, Missouri, who rightfully should be. I mean, 38-0, and it was against Buffalo. Buffalo is one of those top teams that FCS, correct?
Yeah.
That has done wonderful and usually makes it to the championship or whatever.
But
gets
it is
close,
an FCS,
right?
You know, it is an FCS school. And I did want to see bigger numbers out of Missouri.
Yeah, but
so they did win the game, you know, 38-0. That's nothing small, but I would have loved to see in the 50s or something.
Right.
Like, show
I expect
us
that
what
too.
You,
yep.
You know,
all
show
right.
us what you can produce.
So then we get to number 11, Utah, who was 23-12 over Baylor.
I told you that was going to be a good game for
We knew that it was. Yeah. Baylor's very fast. Fast on the ground, fast on defense.
Utah handled business.
But Utah handled its business. So
11 point win.
I think they should be up a little higher. You know, but we'll worry about that later. Number 12, Miami is very much looking the part right now. Now,
can they keep it?
Can they
going?
Keep it? Yeah,
that's really. The question
I think
here.
Again, this is where they're going to have problems. I think Syracuse is going to give them a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Syracuse could even beat them, and
Syracuse is going to come running up this. top 25 here shortly.
I believe so. And well, how they're not in it.
Yeah,
and Georgia Tech was in it.
Yeah, it's a little confusing.
It's a little confusing. So,
but then again, it goes back to who have you played and such like that.
Right. So. And Miami, you know, beat Florida A&M 56-9. All right, here we go. USC against Utah State.
And there you go. That's what I was talking about. See, 48-0.
48-0.
Show us what you got.
And he was just unbelievable. Miller Moss just was all over the place. Great quarterback, great receiving core. But his passes are there. The running back's there. Right now they got it all. The defense is playing like a defense that we expect from USC. And welcome to the Big Ten. So great addition. The Big Ten added some great additions.
They did.
When you talk about Oregon and you talk about USC and you talk about UCLA and Washington.
History and marketing. That's yes, what it is.
Absolutely. History and marketing. Absolutely. Those were great additions. All right. Then we get to, I told you, my dark horse. Tennessee just dropped the bomb.
On
NC State.
I expected that to be a little bit closer. Shout out to Tennessee defense.
Oh,
huge.
They were all over this poor boy.
I know.
And he was smothered. Smothered, covered, buttered, mashed potato by the time that they were done. And, I mean, it was just phenomenal. Shout out to Tennessee. I knew you could do it. Now, in Mavalava is, you know, he – unbelievable quarterback. He was diming it. I mean, putting the ball where it needed to go. Squirrel White all over the place. The running back, again, all over. Absolutely, Tennessee should have moved up way higher than what they are right now. Then we get over to Oklahoma. Oklahoma, number 15. Shame on you. You have a defense. That is not the problem.
It's and we the offense.
And we expect that with Brett Venables.
Yeah.
We expect that. So shame on you. You needed one of the biggest things while you were out in the portal or anything else was you should have went and hired an offensive coordinator who can you, absolutely. I mean, am I wrong?
No, no. I mean, this isn't Oklahoma. Come on, man. This is Oklahoma is a running team. Come on, you're gonna run it down your throat. You know they're gonna get the yardage,
and they could pass.
And they could pass on top of it. They scored points.
Yeah, and I mean, we're not seeing that. 16-12 against Houston. Lucky to get out of there alive.
Right.
And they were at home, folks. They were at home. So shame on you. There are shame on you. Then we get to Arkansas and Oklahoma State. What a shootout. Huh?
That was a good game.
That was a good game. You want to talk about heart. You want to talk about the toughness of the SEC and everything else. Don't underestimate Arkansas. They're going to pull off some wins here in the SEC that is going to hurt some feelings.
Absolutely.
They almost did mine. So, you know, and don't think that the Big 12 – is weak. It is not. They've got some great teams. You will see them in the playoffs.
Good job there.
Good job. Oklahoma Cowboy, you know what?
Okie State might beat Oklahoma this year.
I think so.
I
believe so. So we're going to see how that goes. Big shout out, Oklahoma State. And kudos to you, Arkansas, for playing a close game. Then we get on over to Kansas State and Tulane. Holy smokes.
Another good one.
Okay. This was a great game. Tulane is not a weak team. We said this. We talked about that last week. They came to play. Believe it or not, he throws this ball and gets a score at the end of the game, which would have put them up and the thing or tied the game and went into overtime. And they called a offensive interference call. One guy picked on another, and of course the defender was holding his arm, so it looked like he was hanging on to him and blocking him. But I thought it was a bad call, and it just the way it went. So a big shout out to both of them. Kansas State, you're 17 though. I expect you to take on a team like Tulane. you're in the top 25, but you're definitely going to drop. Then we get on over
LSU
and Illinois and Kansas.
LSU
and Nichols. Oh, I'm sorry. LSU and Nichols. LSU, like I said, here's their 44-21. Comeback, 44-21. You should be a little bit better than that. I could see 44-10. I could see 44-14, not 44-21. So LSU still has some work to do. Chip Kelly has some work to do, and we'll cover that. But he's got too many weapons. That quarterback is a phenomenal quarterback.
And he's got to get it together, though.
I think the rest of the team's got to get it together around him.
They're young. They're young.
Right. They're a very young team, but he needs its support. So, and he's been there.
Yeah.
You know, so I expect him to do what he's doing. Illinois and Kansas. Illinois got the job done, 23-17 over Kansas, number 19. Kansas, you're out. Goodbye.
You're out.
Yeah, you're out. You know, Illinois, you're on the cusp. So then we get on over to number 20, Arizona and Northern Arizona. This game went pretty much as I predicted, 22-10. They get the job done, but it's not in wonderful, it's questionable fashion. The game that we talked about and we said last week, and I'm going to let you talk about this one, Iowa State and Iowa.
How about this? 19-20, and shout out to Iowa State for dropping Iowa out of the 25.
And again, the Big 12 hands the Big 10 an early loss on a team that Kalen and I both said with the defense and the offense. But they're not high numbers, 19-20. But they're numbers that you expect with those two teams meeting up.
Iowa State didn't even score until the second half. So the adjustments were made by Iowa State that Iowa just had no answer for.
Iowa came out of the gate shooting.
Yep. Iowa came out and scored. I mean, understand, at halftime it was 13-0.
But so, one touchdown ain't going to get it done.
No, absolutely not.
Against two.
The curse of the lack of offense of Iowa reigns in.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right. But either one of those can be right in the top 25 towards the very bottom, but they'll be there. Louisville, Jackson State. Louisville might be that other team in the ACC next to Miami and next to Syracuse that I think has any chance of winning the whole thing there.
Oh, yeah.
I think those are the teams.
I still think it's going to come down to Syracuse and possibly Miami. If Miami can keep it together.
Yeah. But we'll see. Louisville has done this before.
Yes, absolutely.
And then all of a sudden they're there. So the ACC, I think as a whole is been
getting
down,
it together,
but they're getting it together. They're getting it together. So then we move on to Georgia Tech and Syracuse. And
again, great game.
It was.
Shout out to Kyle McCord handling business.
Oh, Kyle McCord. We said this was the perfect offense for
him.
It plays to – he's like that one tier down from the very, very elites, but he's elite
enough.
Controlled. Did you see – this is not the same quarterback that you saw last year for Ohio State.
No. He was out of his element. Out of his element.
Yeah, that's too much pressure for him. It's just the right amount of pressure for him at Syracuse. And I will tell you, he delivered. I mean, he had a ridiculous amount of yards.
Absolutely.
Ridiculous amount.
And it's like he said, you know, the culture at Ohio State is winning. You know, winning means everything. And it's just
–
for him to handle all that, you know, especially first year in and the expectations. It was a lot to handle
But
it's a great learning experience for him. And look at him now. He showed straight on up to Syracuse and leadership form and ready to take business. And
Georgia Tech, I think, is going to be like second place, third place in the ACC. They have turned their program around and are moving forward. Then we get to Clemson, number 25. And of course, Clemson beat up on Appalachian State, which
Clemson. Was probably the best I've ever seen.
That Kublik, out of y'all. You know, Kublik.
in a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, 35 points in the first quarter, a huge shout out.
Where have you been?
Yeah, that's the only question.
Where have you been? But finally, Clemson gets it done, 66-20. That's a good thumping against a very good Appalachian State team that's only going to get better. So those are your top 25 games. The polls released, and you've got your copy of the polls. I've got mine. And this was the college football rankings, of course. Georgia's number one, rightfully so. Okay. I have a little problem with the next one. You know I do, but it's week three. I'm not worried about it. Ohio State hasn't played any top 25 teams yet. So I'm going to have to give it to Texas. They're number two. Ohio State is number three. I don't see anyone dethroning him from number three. They might even move on up into number two again. They're going to flip-flop a lot here. So a coach's poll has Ohio State at two.
Number two.
I have a very big disagreement here with Alabama.
At number four.
At number four.
I don't agree with it either. And, they, you know, you can keep them in the top five, but you got to hand it to – I mean, hell, you could choose Tennessee – you know, Ole Miss, even Penn State.
Well, Penn State struggled
a little bit. Against, but they handled business against Bowling Green.
Yeah, but they barely.
I mean, look what Bowling Green did last week.
Okay, so for me, you know, if we're looking at an honest number four, I got to give it to Tennessee.
Absolutely. They're the only ones handling business and being consistent. So
I'd give Tennessee to number four. I don't think that they're getting matched up fairly against the top four.
No. In all honesty, it's a shootout right now between 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So, and you know, and that's kind of the next week's coming. A lot of these teams are going to end up cross-playing, and so it ends up
beating each other up in conference.
It ends up handling itself.
Yeah, we're after this next week, we get into the in-conference games. I think Tennessee is a legitimate number four. I think Alabama is a legitimate number five. Then you have them pretty much Ole Miss number, you know, I would shoot at number six.
But, of course, rankings, you've got Alabama at four, Ole Miss at five, Missouri at six.
Yeah, Tennessee, I think four should have been Tennessee. Yeah. I think five should have been Ole Miss. I think six should have been Alabama. I think seven should have been Missouri.
Yeah, absolutely.
Eight and nine, I don't agree with, folks. Penn State and Oregon. There's no, I think that
Miami
that,
and USC should both be above them.
I think so. I think this is where USC should have been probably at number eight.
Well, again,
and this then is, Miami this is, at number nine.
It's kind of, you're starting to see tier gaps.
Yeah.
If nobody's realized this yet, but within the top three teams, you know, you have an entirely different tier.
Right.
You know, and, I mean, you could throw four up in there as well, I guess, for whoever shows up at number four. But and then you have the tier down between four all the way down to
10.
Like you said, eight, you know,
10 or eight,
10. Yeah. And then you got, you know, nine down to about 15 that are going to sit there and flip flop between. And that's just the, you know, the different tiers between these programs of who's going to be playing who and whatnot. And the strength of schedule plays a factor this year.
Absolutely. You know,
you know, being able to produce on these no name schools is going to play a factor this year.
Is Oregon going to be above Utah? Would Utah be above Oregon?
Yeah.
And the same with Penn State. Penn State is not Michigan and Penn State will be a good game.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
I would give the edge to Penn State though.
They might just because talent-wise, but
not even that. I haven't seen anything from Michigan. I'm sorry, but you can't parade forever on last year's whatever it was.
This is not a what have you done for me lately?
No.
Excuse me, folks. I apologize.
This is an absolute dumpster fire of a team.
Yeah, it is. And you know what? Sherrone Moore is not your answer, but we'll let you learn that on your own. You're Michigan. You're very arrogant. And we are the Buckeyes. We can be arrogant. We've been there for every year. And, you know, it comes down. And I'm sorry, you got caught cheating. Okay?
Yeah.
You cheated. And because you cheated, and because you were knowing the plays of the other team, which I know a lot of teams do this, but not to the elaborate extent that you did. Do I think that those games will count. I agree with J. Dobbins, and
I don't believe the games are going to
count. I don't think that the games are going to count. If you're lucky, maybe they'll let you keep the national championship. I'm not so sure.
Yeah.
So we'll wait and see. That could rightfully end up in the hands of Washington. Bottom line is that play fair or don't get caught.
Yeah.
And you got caught because you tried to do this elaborate thing. And I think that the people that are
put on a good show.
You put on a good show. So and they had the talent.
And that's what's
and they had the talent.
There's what's not fair to the fans or even the players.
It's not fair to the home state of Michigan.
It's
listen, you beat Ohio State. I think that you rightfully so should have. I think that
I will listen. You know, we go back. You look at the first two games. You know, they were absolute lopsided when it came down to it, and you got to question. Okay, what the hell? Right. So then you go back to the third year. You know, last year that they played. It's a 6-point difference.
And it was, again, Kyle McCord, who is not real comfortable in that spot.
No, he's not.
Devin Brown and Lincoln Kleinholz were true freshmen.
Yes.
And, you know, again, learning a very complicated offense like that, they weren't in their element.
No.
And it showed. And then we had a desertion of people when they went against Missouri.
Yeah.
So, and Missouri still only won 14. You know, to nothing. So
14-3, 14-0.
I think it was 14-0.
It might have been.
But if memory serves me right, but memory is not something I trust anymore. Mm-hmm. Then we move on, and like I said, we get into the Utah and Oklahoma State at 12-13. Kansas State at 14, Oklahoma at 15. And I'm sorry, LSU played a better game than Oklahoma. They played a better game than Kansas State.
Absolutely.
So they should have been ahead of them. Maybe at 13, I would have had Oklahoma below them and Kansas State. then we get to Michigan that they didn't – I mean, it was a good sound beating, 30-12.
Look, I'm going to be honest.
Texas
let off the gas at halftime. Yeah,
I think so.
They let off the gas. They allowed Michigan to get the last points in there at the end.
Texas showed some respect.
And that's all it was. It was a respect aspect. They could have whooped your ass and blown you out of the water.
Oh, yeah.
And to see y'all drop just 7 is laughable in a sense because I honestly believe that y'all are going to drop more.
You
got to get it together.
I have a problem now with the entire next 17,
yes, absolutely.
17 through 21. This is where I would have had, in all honesty, Iowa State and Louisville ahead, mm-hmm. and I would have had Michigan right behind them, Notre Dame right behind them.
Yeah.
Then I would have put
Arizona, Clemson,
and and
Nebraska.
Nebraska.
Are the Huskers back? You know, Ryola looks great. But again, you played Colorado. It's the look. I like Prime. I love the man as a player, as a coach. You know everything he's trying to do. But there's absolutely some favoritism going on there. There's absolutely some you know prime example Shador.
Yeah.
You got to have some discipline and leadership, man. If you're going to win with your team, you got to lose with them too. Show some respect.
Do they belong? See, I think he's like Kyle McCord. He Absolutely. Is one of these coaches that is a tier above where he should be.
Absolutely.
You know, when he was at Jacksonville State, phenomenal.
Absolutely.
Right? And to recruit that kind of talent there was a perfect environment for him. Coming out and going into, which was the Pac-12, which is now down to two teams.
Yeah, it was great moves. You know, I love what Prime's done with Colorado. But it was a game. Look, Shador, is he doing too much? That's the real question here. And I honestly believe so. You know, if he just plays to the plan. And he needs an offensive line. Let's be quite honest.
How deep is also Prime involved where
exactly.
he needs to get an offensive coordinator here?
Yeah,
get a quarterback's coach. That is going to guide these kids. And let's face it, that's what they are. They're kids.
Absolutely.
Okay. and prepare them for whatever comes forward in the NFL and everything. And I think that's what you lacked. This is what Nebraska, coming off an abysmal bunch of years. That you wouldn't see under Frank Solich, that you wouldn't see under Tom Osborne.
Absolutely not.
It's been a while. And
I'm glad that they've turned it around.
And I'm glad that they have. And again, I thought that was a great addition to the Big Ten.
Absolutely.
Smart one. Nebraska has good namesake and everything else. But, you know, and a good game, they did well. And I mean, so it was a good game.
They blew them out.
Boston College and Northern Illinois. Northern Illinois, you know, let's see what you do for me this week. But I honestly,
you took down the number 5 team.
You did. You deserve to be in the top 25 for that alone right now. You're at 25.
You took down the number 5 team. Let's see what you can do.
Yeah, Boston College did its business. They're 2-0. So we have a couple of teams. We have, I believe it's 2 teams that are in.
See, and here's where.
In the top 25 that rightfully could belong there.
Absolutely.
LSU's
in the top 25.
Yeah, LSU's in the top 25 at 1-1, and there was a heartbreaking loss at USC, but that should tell you that they will be there. They're going to win the games.
Yeah.
Brian Kelly's not going to let anything less. Michigan. Do I think that you end up there? I'm not sure. No. I don't think so. I think that you're not going to the playoffs.
Absolutely not. You're lucky to get a bowl.
Yeah, you'll get a bowl game. Maybe you'll do 8-4.
I don't even see it. I don't see it. They don't have an offense.
Okay, so they'll lose. I believe that they'll lose to Ohio State.
Prepared
for that game because
you're losing. Look, I'm gonna be honest. If you can't right the ship here, you're losing to Penn State. You're losing to Oregon. You're losing to USC. You're losing to Ohio State. Rutgers.
Okay, so I'm not so sure.
You're losing to Rutgers.
They could. You're losing
to Rutgers. You're gonna lose to Illinois. You're gonna lose 90% of your entire schedule. If you can't right the ship here, and for coming off of a national championship run, you are going to look like the biggest jackass clowns of a team, especially if these NOAs stick and you have to give up the last 3 seasons. And then if they end up taking the national championship from you as well, crawl under a rock.
Hey, they did it to Ohio State.
They did.
And Urban Meyer was 12-0 at that time. Trestle beat a strong Arkansas team in the SEC.
And we lost it. They stripped it from us. We vacated the whole season.
3 years and punished. And Luke Fickell came in, if you remember, and ran.
6-6.
Yeah, right.
Or 6-7.
But you know what? And he came out and he ended up going to Cincinnati.
Yep.
He righted the program there. And then now he's at Wisconsin. I expect nothing less of Luke Fickell. He is the real deal. He is a good coach. Freeman, get it together because he's right on your coattails. So, yes. And will Notre Dame join the Big?
It's a great question now.
And they get a lot of money on the outside, but with the NIL and everything else, everything has changed now. So, and with the playoffs.
Yep.
So,
and that's to your advantage. The biggest thing here now is that even though it's a 12-team playoff, how is the playoff structure going to impact Notre Dame still being an independent conference?
Absolutely.
Still being out of conference as an independent. So is that going to factor them? You know, are they going to take 3 teams from each of the top 4 conferences?
There's not many left in the independent.
No, and then you can't discredit the smaller conferences. You know, what if they end up taking MAC schools over top of a Notre Dame?
Absolutely. Very possible.
Think about that.
Very possible. And the wonderful thing about when Notre Dame was bringing home, I want to say it was $25 million of money from TV and everything like
which
that.
Which is nothing.
You came into the Big Ten and there's teams getting $30 million. So they're already $5 million ahead of you or $35 million.
Yeah.
And, you know, once they've been there for a while, they'll earn their monies and it'll be all split pretty evenly. But, and let's face it, next to the SEC, I believe the Big Ten I think the Big Ten had a bigger contract
than
the SEC. So that's how the Big Ten was able to pillage from the Pac-12. And I think Nebraska might have seen that writing on the wall.
Yep.
And that's why they
jumped. Right. Me and a couple of people actually got into it upon a couple of sports pages. But so a lot of people understand, okay, you know, there was rumors about 4 or 5 years ago of the Pac-12 splitting off. And it was whenever
the expansion of the Big Ten.
It was an expansion of the Big Ten, and it was rumored on out. Now, this was the same time coming around as whenever the TV contracts were starting to expire.
And the Pac-12 had a good contract coming their way.
They did.
And they said no.
No.
And they said no.
And the problem was that they didn't get another one. They had talks going on within teams of other conferences that were wanting to jump out of the Pac-12 and join the other conferences. And that was the problem within the Pac-12.
Had they taken that money at that
time, they probably would still be together.
They would have been together.
Yep.
But you didn't. So whatever, then you're out there. And I'm sorry, as we like to say, the sitting ducks were going to move. They got to go where the money is.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, the schools have to survive.
And so, you know, for the school
to the commissioner.
Yeah. For the schools to hang around for as long as they did, kudos to y'all.
Yeah, it really was. It was. But when you look at the overall, you're right. I didn't mean to cut you off, but you're right. Okay, so that is your top 25, not in exactly the same ranking that Kalen and I were pretty much on par with how we think. The games to come over there.
Well, I was going to say, you know, another couple of teams to shout out to. Illinois, you're right on the outside. Boise State, another one. Your only loss so far is to Oregon, and it was a close game.
It was a close game, baby. So
you know, you got Texas A&M with 68 votes. Syracuse, again, 63 votes. Memphis, Washington at 27 votes.
All these teams could end up in the top 25.
You know, Vanderbilt, South Carolina, Liberty. And look at that, Liberty.
No, they've been there. Yeah, they've been there.
They've always been there at the bottom half, but you know, to be there again, you know, huge shout out, because that means they're stepping up as a program in total.
Yeah, and they are. Okay, so the kickoff on these games, and we've got some great games coming up, and we are going to cover them right now. Thursday, the 12th, first game out. It is
Arizona State
and Northwestern State. Yes,
and
Northwestern State. And then
No, you have Arizona State and Texas State at Texas State.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. Arizona State at Texas State. I have glasses on, but attributed to old age. So to where I can't see. And that game is at Texas State. Sun Devils.
Yeah.
Sun Devils. Okay. Northwestern State at South Alabama. Close game.
Give me South Bama.
South Bama. I think so, too. Okay, then Friday, UNLV at Kansas. Kansas, you should be taking this game. It's at home.
Yep.
You should be winning this game. No question. Here's a good game. Number
Kansas
20.
State and Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona at Kansas State. So I'm going to tell I picked an upset here. I think Arizona has a little bit too much speed. I think that they can beat Kansas State in a very close game, maybe 3 points to 7 points total. But I think that Arizona can beat Kansas State.
I'm going to give the edge to Kansas State.
Well, they're at home. It should be plus three.
Yeah. I'm going to give the edge to Kansas State. It is going to be a close game unless Arizona just happens to, you know, fall apart. Yeah.
No, Arizona does this, though. They get into these games where you expect, okay, the other team's going to win. And then all of a sudden, an Arizona team shows up. And, you know, the Wildcats just have that tendency of doing that. If this were Arizona State, I would have taken probably Kansas State at that point. The Sun Devils, I don't think, are as good as Arizona.
No.
But we'll see.
Yeah.
Again, that's one of those games. It's like Iowa State. So, Saturday, we're kicking off here at 12 o'clock. Alabama at Wisconsin. Now
I could see an upset here. I could see an upset here. It's at Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You know, here's the thing. Luke Fickell's gonna have them boys ready.
Luke Fickell will have them boys ready. They are tough. So understand.
And he's played Bama before.
Right.
Understand that. When he was with Cincy.
Yep. So I expect that this could be an upset. I agree with Kalen. This could be an upset. It's going to be a very tough pick to make. Everybody's going to say, watch Alabama roll with Monroe. But I got to tell you, I'm not so sure. They struggled.
Yeah, they
before
did.
Before they got rolling. If that happens again this week, it could be against the wrong team.
Yes.
So this is kind of that wrong team scenario. I kind of agree with you. We will find out what Alabama is made of from here. But this could go Wisconsin's way. Oklahoma State at Tulsa. Oklahoma State. Yep. LSU at South Carolina. Listen,
this is going to be a good game.
This is going to be an interesting game. You know, I watched South Carolina. They struggled with ODU.
Yeah.
And we were like,
what team is going to show up?
What is going on? It's ODU. What is going on? And they're turning out to be a tough team.
Yeah.
And then we watched South Carolina this last weekend against Kentucky. And I was like, okay, do we have a Jekyll Hyde here?
Yeah.
Do we have a Jekyll Hyde? Will Beamer and company get the Gamecocks ready to play LSU? Or is LSU still coming off that sting from USC? So yeah, here we are. And here's another thing. USC. So this is for LSU, this is a trap game. This is a big trap game. It's at South Carolina. It's coming up.
It's gonna be loud.
Fair time is soon.
It's going to be loud.
Fans are excited. They're 2-0 instead of being like 0-2.
Yes.
So
they're going to be excited. They're going to be loud. It's going to be a great game. And it's in the afternoon.
And game day is going to be there, I believe. So don't underestimate South Carolina and the Gamecocks. I have seen them pull off miracles. We saw it 2 years ago with Tennessee. Do you remember that game? And Tennessee, had they won that game,
They would have went
to the SEC championship.
Played Georgia. Yep.
You know what I mean? So don't count them out. That's all we're going to say. We're not going to say anything more. My heart says LSU. I think that they have the quarterback, LSU. But if that defense shows up, look out. So
I'm going to go with USC.
I know. Part of me wants to go to USC. Do I want to get gutsy? I just got brutalized.
I'm going to go USC.
You know what? Screw it. So am I.
I'm going to go with
USC too. We're going to pick the trap game upset, and that's what it is. We'll go with the dark horse, the Gamecocks. So
Arkansas State at Michigan.
Yeah, go Cox. Anyway, Arkansas. Michigan, we're going to find out what you're made of this week. Can you rebound after that mental loss, that brutal mental loss that really, well, it put you in your seat. It was like a nun smacking the hand of a student.
It was a realization for a lot of y'all.
Yeah, I think it was a realization that, oh, man, hey, whoa, we're not as good as last year.
No.
And then you have everything looming over your head. I like Michigan still. So, you know, I'll take Michigan.
Let's go Arkansas State.
Yeah. I would love to see that. Let's just wrap this up right now. Put it in a pretty bow, Arkansas State, for the rest of us. And, of course, we are Buckeyes. So, first and
foremost.
For
the whole NCAA. Yeah. You know, but just
put
wrap
it, in
it
a,
up.
Wrap it up. Put it in a pretty bow. And, you know, I think it sets the Big Ten.
It would.
Or well, we can't call it the Big Ten anymore. The Big. It sets the Big up for, well, everyone's going to start to underestimate them. And then good things can happen. Okay, Central Michigan at Illinois. I like Illinois. Real simple.
Yeah.
I like Illinois. Memphis at Florida State. I'm sorry. I'm going with Memphis. I don't think Florida State rights the ship in this game. I think Memphis continues on, and you go 0-3 for the first time in God knows how long. Sorry to say it, but I just honestly believe it. You have nothing together. You're like a bad poker hand, okay? You know, two, four, a 6, a 7, you know, and an 8. Or you know, I mean, it's just a bad
five.
Yeah. So you can't even get a flush of any type. It just, you're getting flushed. Louisiana Tech at North Carolina State. North Carolina State rights the ship. You know, makes themselves look better. Miami, Ohio at Cincinnati. I like Cincinnati.
Cincinnati at Miami, Ohio.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like Cincinnati. Boston College at number 6, Missouri. Missouri's too much for you. I would
love to see an upset here.
But I don't think it's going to happen. I think that Missouri is just too much. Too much strength, too many returning starters, and something, you know. So I think Missouri is there. Massachusetts at Buffalo. I like Buffalo.
I'll take UMass.
No, I'm not taking UMass.
I'll take UMass.
All right, we got to just – here we go. Here's our first – I don't agree with them. I think that Buffalo beats UMass.
I'll take UMass.
Coastal Carolina at Temple.
I'll take Temple.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. You take Temple. I'm taking Coastal Carolina.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I'll take Temple.
All right. So Oregon and Oregon State.
Oregon.
Yeah. I like Oregon. But it is at Oregon State.
I'd love to see the upset.
Oregon State, along with the Cougars, are bitter. Right?
Oh, yeah.
They're bitter. So they're angry. Okay? They're angry. They're the only two that really weren't picked. And I'm surprised. I'm surprised at that. I'm surprised that the ACC did not come and grab them.
Oh, yeah.
And I am. And I'm really surprised at that. And they're talking about trying to build – the Pac-12. You want to build the Pac-12, take Oregon out. That's going to be the first step. Yep. Take Oregon out. They're hungry enough and everything else. I'm still going with Oregon, but Oregon State can do this. They have done it multiple times.
Yep.
Ball State at Miami.
Miami.
Yeah, I'm going with Miami. Then we move on, and we only have about 4 minutes left.
I'll read them out. You got Tulane, Oklahoma. I'll take Oklahoma.
I don't know.
I'll take Oklahoma.
I
they ought to handle business. You know, I'm gonna expect them to handle business.
I think it's gonna be a close game.
Purdue? Oh man, Notre Dame at Purdue.
Notre Dame. They're gonna right the ship. Freeman is not gonna let this. He was mad. You could see it. He was disappointed. He was you know, so I think that Notre Dame rights the ship.
We got Texas A&M at Florida. Florida actually. Prairie Valley at Michigan State.
Texas A&M for you?
Yeah. No, I said Florida.
You took Florida. I'm taking A&M.
I got Michigan State.
Michigan State. Looks good.
Nevada at Minnesota. I'm going to take Minnesota. Washington State at Washington. Now, that's going to be a good game.
Here we are. I'm going to take Washington State.
I'm taking Washington.
Are you?
Yep. I'm going to take Washington.
Welcome to the Big Ten or the Big.
VMI.
But hang on.
Georgia Tech.
Washington lost its head coach. Most of the team is gone.
Yep.
Washington State. The Cougars, again, same spot as Oregon State, the Beavers. So I'm just going to tell you, angry, okay? And anger has a way of driving, you know, things, but we'll see.
So you got VMI at Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech.
West Virginia at Pittsburgh. Now, this is another good one.
This is a good one. West Virginia.
I don't know.
Pittsburgh has a way of winning those games. Pittsburgh's a very good team. They're a very good team.
I'm going to lose that one, but I'm going to take
Pitt. I'm going to take West Virginia. I'm taking the Mountaineers on that.
I got Morgan State at Ohio. I'm going to take Ohio.
I'm going with the Bobcats.
Troy at Iowa. Here's where Iowa needs to right the ship.
Iowa will right the ship. Yeah, Troy. They will.
App State at East Carolina.
East Carolina on that one.
UAB at Arkansas. I'm going to take Arkansas. Utah State. I'm still going to go with Utes.
Utah. Yep.
UConn at Duke. We'll go Duke.
Yep.
North Carolina Central at North Carolina. North Carolina.
North obviously. Carolina.
Virginia Tech at Old Dominion. Virginia Tech.
Florida. Wait a minute here. ODU.
I know ODU is good.
Is not as bad as people think.
I don't think they are as bad as people think, but I'm still going to take Virginia Tech.
All right, I'll take Virginia Tech because I kind of
agree. Florida International at Florida Atlantic.
Florida, not Atlantic.
I might go with Florida International
here. All right, I like Florida Atlantic.
All right. UTEP at Liberty. I'm going to go Liberty. UTEP, you have an opportunity here now. South Carolina State at Georgia Southern.
I don't know.
I'll go SC State.
Yeah, I could go.
I feel Georgia Southern's going to pull out on that game, though.
Yeah, I do, too.
Colgate at Akron. I'm going Akron.
Akron.
Yep.
I think the Akron – let me tell you what we learned, and one thing we learned when they played Ohio State was that it's a veteran group. Yeah. They're a veteran group. They have a dual-threat quarterback, two of them, okay, and they can play. Yeah. So, Akron.
You got Gardner Webb at Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Ole Miss at Wake Forest. Ole Miss. Bethune-Cookman at Western Michigan. Western Michigan on this one. UTSA at Texas. That's a Texas win.
Texas.
Vanderbilt at Georgia Southern. That's a Vandy win. Jacksonville State at Eastern Michigan.
I like Jacksonville State.
I'm going to take Eastern Michigan.
Okay.
Kenesaw State at San Jose State.
San Jose State came off of an embarrassing loss.
Yeah. I might go Kenesaw on this one.
I am.
Western Kentucky at Middle Tennessee. I'm going to take Middle Tennessee.
They're right there.
Hawaii at Sam Houston. Hawaii. South Florida at Southern Miss. South Florida.
I'm taking Southern Miss.
Georgia at Kentucky.
Georgia,
but this might be a trap game. Northern Iowa at Nebraska. Nebraska. New Mexico at Auburn.
I know.
Auburn, can you write the ship?
He's got a big problem.
Yeah.
They're not good.
Hopefully Auburn can pull it off. Toledo at Mississippi State.
Toledo. Yeah, I'll go with the Rockets.
I'm going with the Rockets on that one. Indiana at UCLA.
Indiana.
Air Force at Baylor. I'm going to take Air Force.
Yeah, Air Force can do it.
Colorado at Colorado State. Sorry, Colorado.
This was a close game. Yeah,
you're looking like a sinking ship right now. Yeah. I believe that you're going to get rocked. Colorado State. Here. I'm taking Colorado State.
Yep.
UCF at TCU.
Ooh.
I'm going to take TCU.
Okay, I'll take TCU. I kind of agree with you. They have enough in the team to get it done. Okay.
Eastern Illinois at Northwestern.
Northwestern.
Kent State at Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Maryland at Virginia.
Maryland. I'll take Maryland. I'm going to take them.
Rice at Houston. I'm going Houston. BYU at Wyoming.
Good game. BYU.
I'm going to go BYU. San Diego State at California.
California. I'm taking California.
I'll go California.
Okay.
New Mexico State at Fresno State.
Fresno State. And that's it for us, folks.
Next week.
Yeah. And we will see you next week. You saw our picks. You know what our picks are. Thank you for tuning in to Offsides with Kalen and Michael. And we will talk to you next week after we either get bruised and embarrassed or hurt. But we will talk to you then. God bless. Talk to you all later. Bye.